their delegates, their colleagues. It's an honor to be here on behalf of the Economic Cooperation and Integration sub-program, which is contributing actively, especially to the Nexus work on smart and sustainable cities. We have two work streams and two intergovernmental bodies tied to it. One is on PPPs and public procurement, where we're working on principles and metrics to measure the extent to which PPP projects and especially infrastructure projects contribute to sustainable development. And the second is innovation and competitiveness, where we're working on national reviews of what we call the national innovation system, sub-regional reviews, capacity building, and we're also trying to build up some normative instruments such as innovation policy principles. For us, what we are trying to contribute to this process and also mainstream in our work is based on a very simple observation. Cities are already hubs of creativity, of innovation, of competitiveness and economic dynamism. If you look at the figure, the macro, the aggregate figures, this is actually striking. And there's a reason why a city like London, where you have to pay people quite a bit for them to even afford a place to stay, that even though we have all these marvelous technologies out there, it still makes sense for many companies to have people based in the City of London. And that is because these are places where people come together, where resources, policymakers, expertise, universities, everything that you need then to combine in different ways to try different things out. This happens in cities. So an important perspective that we're trying to bring to this publication is that cities are these hubs of experimentation to find out the ideas that can underpin sustainable development in the long run. So we see it not only as a way to solve city-level problems, but actually as finding out the ideas that can be used in other cities or in smaller cities or actually in rural regions and diffusing that innovation more broadly. So you could see this as bringing together two different approaches. One has been smart cities as seen almost from an infrastructure perspective. You build up the technology, you do some e-governance, and another has been a relatively recent phenomenon, city level organizations like competitiveness councils that have in some cities, one of the cities I worked in is in southeastern Turkey, Gaziantep, has actually been pretty astonishing and led to, and Medellin in Colombia has actually led to some pretty astonishing transformations. So bringing that together with the infrastructure and connectivity focused first step of the smart of the smart city approach, I think is something that definitely makes sense because if we bring in this broader perspective, then we can think about different ways of nurturing this kind of dynamism, especially of course in the context of some people talk about the fourth industrial revolution. What it actually means is that we don't know what's going to work in the future. We don't know where jobs are going to come from, especially for our transition economies. It used to be you could have low wages, you could attract relatively labor-intensive manufacturing, you could build skills up from there and then move up the value chain. That doesn't really seem feasible anymore. We simply don't know where the jobs of the future are going to come from, so we need to experiment, we need to try things out. And this happens, of course, everywhere, we hope, but especially in cities. So that's why these two concepts come together. So specifically, in terms of what we contribute, we're coordinating the publication, and we have our expert here. I think you have, he has already met with several of you, Alek Galubchikov from the University of Cardiff. So we're running that, and we're also trying to integrate into the normal work that we do these considerations. So in our national reviews, we're adding updating the methodology to take account of the regional and the city level dimension and dynamics and diffusion dynamics. We're developing innovation policy principles, which are basically building on the work that we've done over the past two decades, summarizing and standardizing what are some good approaches and what are some less good approaches. We're contributing to several events such as this one and several other projects that HLM is leading on, including the development and of KPIs and adding a few KPIs to also capture some of the aspects that that we just discussed. And we're also organizing a couple of events on our own. We have specifically planned for the 5th and 6th of December this year, an event on innovation in smart cities, or smart cities as hubs on innovation. This is in connection with the 13th meeting of the team of specialists on innovation and competitiveness. And that will be the 5th and the 6th here in Geneva. And my colleague Rebecca back there is looking for speakers and participants, and she has a couple of copies of the program. So please, if you're interested in that, reach out to her or to me. And then in addition, last but not least, on the PPP side, we think that the people first PPP principles and the measurement instruments that we are building up could also be extremely important. And it's a very important reason for that, a very striking reason. Public procurement in total can make up as much as a fifth of aggregate demand in the economy. Now, for us coming from an economic development perspective, that's a sledgehammer. You can do an enormous amount with that demand driver. And we see in most of the countries that we worked in, there's been some very interesting experiments. This is working far, far below potential. So we're hoping that we can also bring this aspect into the publication through the support of our PPP working party. Thank you.